Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to catch our drift here at Wham Talk 1600. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Hello, Gary Wowing. You're number one.
Oh, we missed that last week. I caught the show last week. Good sports show. Nice change of pace.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounded. I caught everything except the last few minutes. I had to run out and get a margarita. Yeah.
Oh, you must have been having fun down there in the warm weather. And
well, the weather was warm. Mom and Dad were good. Yeah. It was.
Sands the potholes.
And no, yes, the amazing thing, the roads. You know, my dad was complaining, oh, this road's pretty rough. I'm like, you have no idea. You have not been back to Michigan in many years. I said, you know, it's horrendous. I don't know if we'll go there this year. Potholio. We did laugh about that, though.
Yeah. You know, the roads up here, yeah, it's like after the Korean War.
Yes. Tijuana, dude.
Yeah, Tijuana. Third world.
I need some asphalt for my bunk top, for my, what is it? Potholio.
I need some cold patch for my potholio.
All right, so we got a ton of stuff to cover today. Let's start out with our sponsor this half hour, DM Burr. Go to www.dmburr.com. Is hiring people in the facility management business. So I think they have not filled the Whitmore Lake Schools positions, and they have other positions as well. So www.dmburr.com. Pass that on to somebody if they're looking for a job. I mean, facility management's a growth industry. Got to get people out there to clean your buildings. You can't get the average Joe to do that anymore, so the money's not as bad as it used to be. People don't like I would clean a toilet for the right amount of money.
I'd do just about anything for the right amount of money. Everyone has their price, as they say.
That's not, what was that, Night in Vegas or something? What was that Woody Harrelson film, you remember?
Yeah, I don't know.
But lots to cover today. If you don't want to talk about anything we're talking about, feel free to call.
That might be the case.
Well, let's start with we've got a guy calling in, George Stafiriak, I think he's going to call in. They're going to be raising money with the Sparky's Defibrillator Challenge. I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to pull it up here at the same time, and I can't quite catch it. But George will be calling in shortly. And but until he does. Well, there, I can see the light turning up right now.
Yeah, we know George. We have one listener.
Yeah, well, let's talk about defibrillators for a second because, as you know or may not know, defibrillators are what gets people's heart started again after they've had an arrhythmia or an attack or a heart attack or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think they cost like $2,000 a piece or something. They're not cheap. But you substantially increase the ability of people to survive if you have these. And so it's important to get them, you know, especially anywhere where crowds congregate, be they arenas or soccer arenas or hockey arenas or even schools, you know. And I think eventually they ought to have them in every cop car, but it takes time and it takes money to do that. So is that George, Derek? That is, right? Okay. George, welcome to the show.
Hey, hello. How are you doing?
Good, George. Good to hear you.
Oh, thank you.
So we did this last year. And you're doing the hockey game. Let's start out with the hockey game. What's going on to raise funds for the hockey game this year?
First of all, I've got a friend of mine here with me. He's part of the committee, and he's one of the heroes that was involved in saving my life, and that's John Springetti.
John, welcome to the show. Good to have you on.
Hi. Well, thanks for having us.
So let's recap. Last year we did this, and a lot of people may not remember. John, you saved George's life, right, at the hockey arena?
Well, Gary, it was a group effort. It was a team effort, actually. There was about, we skate, 22 of us skate every Monday and Friday. And that particular Friday, when George passed out, we weren't sure what was happening. And we all kind of jumped in, and he was one of our buddies, and we'd be glad to do it again if we had to.
And did you guys have access to a defib unit at that time?
No, what happened was I jumped in and gave him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and then two of the other guys, Steve Tomey and Steve Davison, well, actually Marty Pop, there were three of them, kind of got in there and did CPR on George, and we don't think his heart was beating, and he wasn't breathing, and both, we don't know about the heart, but he started kind of breathing. It was more like a growl than a breath. And about, what, George, 5 minutes later?
Two, 3 minutes.
The defibrillators came, I mean, the EMS were, like, on the spot. They got there. We were never so happy. But they got there about 5 minutes after we started kind of jumping in and going into action, I guess you'd say.
Okay. So anyways, the long and short is you saved George's life, and then you guys came up with the idea of getting defibs around. And came up the hockey game as a way to raise funds for this?
Yes.
Yeah, that's actually, that's one of our two fundraisers. We do a golf outing in the late summer, and then the hockey game, that's probably our bigger fundraiser.
Okay, tell us about the hockey game.
I'm sorry?
Tell us about the hockey game.
Okay, well, last year, we just wanted to play the Red Wings, and we needed a cause, and we figured a bunch of us guys got together and we said, hey, well, why don't we maybe do a hockey game and take the funds and buy defibrillators for organizations that weren't able to afford them, and primarily like volunteer organizations. And then reality set in. The Red Wings accepted, and we played, and they had some pretty good names show up, and everyone just had a great time, and we made some money, and we actually gave away two defibrillators with our first, you know, venture of fundraising.
Okay, and those run what, like $2,000 a piece or something?
Our cost is about $1,200. You get a
bargain.
You get the defibrillator, you get a little red bag, and you get a white wall-mounted cabinet.
Made in China.
And a cup of coffee.
Yeah, if you're lucky. The other thing, we work close with Livingston EMS. Jeff Boyd and I, we've kind of hooked up a friendship. And he kind of steered us in a direction of which, let's say, AED is the right one. And the right one in this case was one that kind of works hand-in-hand with his equipment. So it really made it a pretty good deal.
Okay. And the hockey game is when? Is it next week already?
April 5th, 2 o'clock at the Heartland Sports Center.
Next Saturday. Tickets are, you can buy them at the door for $10 there. And we've got kids under 7 free, and we'll have raffles. We're raffling off a couple of jerseys there. We'll have 50-50, and we'll have pretty good crew. Right now we've got Joey Kosher. Their managers have got John Ogrodnik playing. Some of these names a lot of Red Wings fans will recognize, the alumni. Possibly Kevin Miller, Brett Fetick, Yuri Fisher, and I'll go through this list, and George can tell you about Yuri. He was there last year, and he was just a ball. Wayne Presley, and then in net, we think they'll have Eddie Mile this year. And you want to tell them about Yuri Fisher, George?
Yeah, you got a few minutes for that, Gary?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, Yuri Fisher, he suffered a cardiac arrest. I can't exactly say how many years ago. But I think he was at the age of 24, and it was a televised game, and they canceled the game upon finding out that he did have a cardiac arrest. And he made a special effort to attend this fundraiser because he kind of does the same thing out in his neck of the woods, probably on a larger scale than us, but it was just really a pleasure to meet the guy, and super person.
You know, you mentioned Joey Koser, and I remember him and Bob Probert being the Bruise Brothers, if you will.
Yeah.
Remember back in, it was in the 80s that those guys were the big fighters and goons, if you will, for the Red Wings. Everyone loved them. And didn't Bob Probert die of a heart attack? I mean, I could be totally wrong on that.
Oh, I think you're right. He was out fishing.
Yes.
From what I understand.
He was on a boat, and I think he died on his boat. And Derek, you probably know better than me on... Was it a heart attack?
I think it had something to do with the heart. I can't exactly see what it was, but
so that was amazing. It just shows you that, you know, no matter how healthy you may look or people may think you are, you can die of a heart attack or get struck down at any time by.
Yeah,
by
so this I can really see Joey Koser wanting to be a part of this, yeah. Because if you know, his buddy Bob Probert had died from a heart attack, then that's even more, you know, motivation. Yeah.
So what kind of phone numbers do you guys have for people to call to get tickets?
Okay. We've got
517-304-9134.
Don't have my glasses. Go ahead, George. Say that again, please.
517-304-9134.
9134. And is there a website for you guys, Sparky?
Thank you for mentioning that. www.sparkydefibrillator.org.
Okay.
If you can't spell defibrillator, go on Google or Bing and just put in Sparky Defibrillator Challenge or SparkyDefibrillator.org, and we'll come up and you can link to us and get all the information you'd like on it right there.
Okay, awesome. All right, guys. Well, hopefully you'll get a good turnout this year, and next year we'll do it again, call into the show, and we'll get squared away with it. But that number again is 517-304-9134 to get tickets or any other information that people need, or if people want to donate to you guys, right?
That's
right.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks, John. Thanks, George. Appreciate the call, and let us know if we can help you again next year.
Gary, thanks a bunch.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, guys, and good luck with your event. And, George, so glad you made it.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah,
so am I.
Us too.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll see ya.
See ya. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, so there you go. Good cause. Go see some hockey. You know, it's always, I like watching the amateur pro things go on. You know,
I'm with you.
It's really cool to see the average Joes get out and play against our heroes, our sports stars. You know, and it's really cool for them to come and do something like that. You know,
oh, absolutely.
These professional guys that show up at these events, you know, but hats off to them. They don't have to. You know, they can be sticks in the mud and do their own gig. But I wonder how the team feels about that. It's got to be insurance liabilities going on there. You know.
Well, I think Joey Koser, he's probably long retired.
I
would think. So I don't know if it's any.
Yeah, that's true. Know, all right, so maybe they're just retirement. Yeah. I take it all back.
Yeah. But, okay. You know, you mentioned, you know, the amateurs, or not amateurs, but what we're talking about, that venue. And I used to go watch amateur boxing at a Livonia boxing club. This was about 20 years ago. You couldn't get a bad seat because there was only probably 50 people in the whole place. So you're sitting about, I don't know, 5-6 feet from the ring. And these are amateur boxers, and you know, they're young guys in their late teens and early 20s. And it was really a lot of fun because you could just feel the impact of these hits. And there was this one guy in particular. He looked like, he was ripped, Sugar Ray Leonard type speed. And I always told myself after I saw him fight, I thought, I'm going to follow this guy and see if he makes it big, which I never did. I wanted to write his name down and follow it. I forgot. But, yeah, the amateur stuff or the where you can go and there's not a huge crowd is sometimes a lot of fun.
Right. Of course, I think I'd want to wear a mask and goggles.
Well, it wasn't that bad, but it was you felt
bring your range.
You felt like you were almost in the fight and you weren't in the fight.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, let's flop over to something that's bothered me a little bit this week, and this is local. There was an article in the Ann Arbor News, what do we call it now, the AnnArbor.com, and it was about the Ann Arbor schools. I don't know if you saw this.
You mean Pravda?
Yes. Ann Arbor Schools approved International Baccalaureate Program, and I'm no expert in it, but some people are saying, you know, it kind of takes away from American exceptionalism. We're trying to turn all our kids into good global world citizens instead of
Trotskyites.
Yes. And the article, and I was just befounded by it because it starts out, though officials acknowledge there were more questions than answers about the implementation of the International Baccalaureate Program at three buildings in Ann Arbor, the Board of Education still gave its full support to the proposal Wednesday night at its regular meeting. And it struck out to me as, seriously, you're going to admit to the public and the press that you have more questions than answers, and yet they all just voted it in. Let's just go with it.
Well, we have to pass it before we can really understand what's in it.
You know, I'm so tired of public officials. And I'm not even going to bother going. I could name these people. But you know what? Your Ann Arbor School Board are a bunch of idiots. That's all I can say. You people showed it by voting through something you have no idea what you're talking about. Really?
Well, they were following
and they admitted it.
Following the U.S. Congress. You know, how can you go wrong?
I know. It's just so aggravating. And to see it in black and white on the front page, I went, what? Really? There's nothing like admit it. I'm a complete idiot, and I'm going to vote for this. Let's see how it fails.
And instead of, don't you question my patriotism, it's don't you question my intellect.
Yeah, I guess. You know, is this happening everywhere? I mean, I know our school board is doing the same. They did the same thing with Common Core. They had no idea what they were passing. They went ahead and passed it anyway.
So for the money.
Whitmore Lake Schools, I'll point them out. Whitmore Lake Schools, they did the same thing. They approved Common Core without
You're
knowing anything
them.
About it.
Yeah.
You know, it's an election year, folks. You know, spend a few minutes talking to somebody before you vote for them and find out if they actually have a brain inside that noggin. You know what I mean? Ask them to open it up and see if there's some gray matter in there. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I was just shocked.
It's like voting for the Scarecrow on The Wizard of Oz.
There's nothing but straw coming out of their ears.
Yeah, dusty straw.
I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't. And I didn't want to talk any more about it because I know nothing about baccalaureate other than some people. And maybe it's a good program. I don't know. But if you're admitting to yourself you have no idea, you know, you have more questions, why would you vote it in? Why don't you table it? You know, wouldn't that be the normal thing to do? Not sure yet. Let's table it till next month, and then we'll approve it. I mean, it's the end of the school year at this point anyways. You got all summer. What's the rush?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just absolutely crazy. Well, here's the other thing that bothered me this week. Yesterday morning, driving to work, and it seems a little odd. We never get Mike Rogers on this radio station, right? He doesn't really do...
I don't recall. Theron may have had him on in the past. He probably has, but to say for sure, I can't.
Yeah, he doesn't make a regular... Now, he always makes a regular thing out of it with WJR, right? Goes to, even though it's out of his district, I don't think he represents anything down in Detroit. He certainly represents out here by us. But he decided to not run for 2014, and I kind of thought that was odd. There was no inkling. Normally, when someone's going to say, I'm going to get out, they're going to set somebody up or at least give notice to other people to get ready to run. And he's just walking away because he's getting a radio gig.
Well, maybe he's like George Costanza and he wants to leave on a high note.
Well, I guess. You know, I'm not knocking. There are things I disagreed with. But for the most part, I would rather have Mike Rogers in there than anyone else. I think he's got a pretty good amount of common sense. Don't agree 100% on the NSA things and all some of this other stuff. But why would he just, at this late, there can't be much time left for somebody else to even put their name on the ballot, right?
It's going to be a tight, yeah.
I mean, I noticed very quickly, State Senator Joe Hewn, and Joe, you're welcome to come in on this show or call in or put something in the current any time, but I noticed on Facebook he said him and his wife were going to talk about it, you know, so even he didn't know if he's the next GOP pick for that spot. Didn't anybody give him a heads up? You know, why wouldn't...
Doesn't seem very orderly, does it?
It does not. You know, from a party standpoint, you think Mike Rogers would have given the GOP a little heads up and say, hey, how about you guys look for a replacement for me? Because I just might want to take a job as a radio guy.
Maybe Mike Rogers' wife will run.
Let's keep it all in the family.
Stranger things have happened.
Dynasty.
Devi Dingell.
Well, even, you know, Mike's got a brother, Bill Rogers. He's a good guy. He's served well in the state house. You know, I don't know if that's his district or not. I get confused. After this last redistricting, I don't even know what district I'm in anymore.
Yeah, one district. One, you get the other.
Yeah. So it just struck me as odd, you know, that was the first part. Why would you not have some kind of plan in place for replacement, either the GOP or you would think Mike would have somebody that he would, hey, bro, do you want to try and run for my spot? You know, give somebody a heads up. It seems like we're really close to get this done. But the other thing I thought was, that's weird. He's going to now go in and he's bypassing everything, going right to the national spotlight on a radio show. How do you think he'll do on radio?
It's hard to say. You know, generally people that got to his level are very good speakers. They definitely have the, you know, so-called credibility because they're an elected official. He's a former FBI agent. They have a lot of contacts. So it should work.
Yeah,
you know, I would, if I was a betting man, I would say it's a 95% chance it'll work. But who knows? You know, you have to have a certain amount of charisma and that type
and
of thing,
I guess,
too.
The personality, that's what I look at, too. But, you know, I think when I look at all the big wigs in radio across the country, it seems like they all have the ability to poke fun at themselves. And I've never seen Mike do that. I hope he can. You know, you got to be a little self-deprecating. Like, we're on the far end of that scale. I can tell.
Well, we rule in that area.
Yeah.
We are the kings.
We are the radio retards of Southeast Michigan.
And you know what? We say that with pride.
We do.
We do.
We do. Well, we come in here and we do this for the fun of it. We don't do it for the big money that Mike's obviously going to make. He must be getting better salary than the 170 grand a year he gets as a congressman.
Oh, I'm sure he'll do quite well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a contract with guaranteed money. And, you know, but like you're saying, you sell the sizzle, not the steak. So
there's
always a little bit of risk, and that's a very competitive arena.
Yeah.
Very competitive.
Oh, yeah. So, anyways, good for him. I'm glad it's something he's going to want to do. We'll look forward. From a experience and educational standpoint, he's going to be a great guy to be listening to, I think, if you want to know what's going on inside the Beltway. Hopefully, he'll be very forthright and forthcoming.
Has it been announced what network he's going to be on?
Is it Clear Channel or Cumulus?
Yeah, there's only two. the way it seems to be these days.
I put it on yesterday. Breaking news. Clear Channel.
Clear Channel, okay.
So, obviously, you'll probably get him on WJR in the afternoon. I don't know if he's doing afternoon or morning. We'll find out next January. But congratulations to him. He did serve a number of years, and I have no problem saying he's done a pretty decent job all in all. I got no complaints. I would have voted for him if I was in his district. So,
at least Air America isn't a functioning network anymore. That drove me insane.
Why, dude? You don't like a little
talk about
a
heartburn listening to that crap.
Okay, so before we get into the heartbreak, there was one other thing that, and you know this bothers me. The MEA, Michigan Educational Association, is always saying that the schools are getting less money under the Republicans and Rick Snyder. Total lie. Complete and total lie. And I don't understand why, and Mark Schauer, who's running as a Democrat against Snyder, is saying the same thing. Oh, Rick Snyder's cutting. You know, he's cutting everything. How is that even possible for nobody to be? I mean, shouldn't Rick Snyder be running a commercial saying, this is how much money I've spent?
Have you done your state taxes yet?
Yes.
Did you I do it the old school way. I do it by hand. And so I got the booklet.
Yeah.
And if you look on the very back cover, you know, they got the pie charts with, you know, where the money comes in and where the money goes out to. And I don't have it in front of me, but it was something like, I believe it was well over 60% of the money that we take in, I'm sorry, the money that goes out goes to schools. That's almost two-thirds of the money goes to schools.
Yeah,
that's huge.
It's a huge amount of money. Let's take a quick call from Ken here before we go into a hard break. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to make an observation. You're talking about our representative going to national talk radio, and I would say that his only chance of survival is he's got to be different than all the rest, because right now you go on talk radio, and I'd say most of the people on the national level, they're cheerleaders for the Republican Party, and that's got to stop. And I think that if he wants to survive, he's got to be his own man.
Yeah, we're gonna find out. I can't wait for you to call into his show, Ken, because I hear you on quite a few shows calling in, and I always know it's going to be an interesting conversation when you call in. So, would you listen to him, and would you call into his show if he had one?
Well, if he had one, and he was on one of the stations that I get over the airwaves, I'd be willing to listen. But I'll tell you, I'm getting tired of national talk radio because there again. The Republican Party, I've said this before, they're old news. We can't change the country through the Republican Party. And if we have another talk show host that wants to get out there with his pom-poms and keep cheering for the Republican Party, he's not going to stay on the radio for long.
Yeah, well, I don't know that Mike Rogers will put on a cheerleading skirt and pom-poms anyways, but we will wait and see. Well, thanks for the call, Ken. We're going into heartbreak.
Take care.
Yep,
you too, Ken. Toga, 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 toga. Yeah,
We'll see you on the other side of the break.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham! Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham! For the latest issues discussed by hosts Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theronex. They stay tuned in for state and local news with Dan Martin, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business with Wham! Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The work at the site of the Washington mudslide stopping briefly today to honor those lost 1 week ago.
There was one new body found yesterday, but because of the weather, it was difficult to actually extract the body from there. We now know that 26 bodies have been found at the site. The official death toll, though, remains at 17, and that's because it takes the medical examiner's office time to identify these bodies.
Fox's Dominic DiNatale in Arlington, Washington. Rescue workers described as suffering fatigue and stress and more problems for the nation's largest automaker.
General Motors is recalling 490,000 late model pickup trucks and SUVs because transmission oil cooling lines weren't properly secured in their fittings, and that could cause oil to leak, hit a hot surface, and start a fire.
Fox Radio's Pam Puso. Chevy Cruze models also being recalled for possible axle fractures. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Pictures Plus and the Westgate Shopping Center on West Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor will frame it upright. They offer huge discounts on all types of picture framing, dry mounting, and matting. And they do acid-free preservation framing and shadow boxing. Pictures Plus for any framing you need for the home or the office. Call them today, 734-741-1900. That's Pictures Plus and the Westgate Shopping Center on West Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor, 734-741-1900. Or visit them online, picturesplusonline.com.
Here you are, Polly, my latest culinary creation.
These fish fillets look wonderful.
They are. I just used a small amount of a vegetable oil that's low in saturated fat.
Does that matter?
It does. Oils like canola, corn, and olive mainly contain monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats, and they can help reduce bad cholesterol in your blood and lower your risk of heart disease and stroke.
How do you know?
The American Heart Association told me at heart.org/facethefats.
Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Join me, Dan Martin, every Saturday night at midnight.
Don't look at me, it's way too soon to see what's gonna be. Let this
guy fall. You'll get the best music from the UK every week on London Calling.
Round the boutiques of London town.
Don't miss London Calling with your host, Dan Martin, right here on Wham!
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Another beautiful Saturday down here at Wham! Talk 1600.
Always a lot of fun.
Always a lot of fun. If you don't want to call in, you can always email me, gary@thedailydrift.com.
Oh, you know you want to call.
God, we love getting phone calls.
Yeah, we do. People are out there right now saying, you know what? I want to call, but I'm a little nervous, and don't worry about that.
Yeah. Reverence and respect. That's what we give. Respect to our homies. You know what I mean?
Our homies.
I mean, even if you disagree, we, like I said, we've had this before. Nobody's ever called in and completely disagreed with us, I don't think. And it's fine if you do. I'm not going to. This is America, babe. You can disagree with me 100%, and you still have your right to say so.
Sure.
Yeah. The April Current will be out next week, and we got some letters. I got one guy that I like. He's a little more on the liberal side, obviously, than I am. Kind of sent me a, not scathing, but obviously very passionate about not agreeing with the conservative bent of the Current. And I said, man, can I print it? And he's like, really? Yeah, I'll print that for you. Because I do believe that you have every right to be as wrong as you want to be.
Well, absolutely. And if his points are, I guess,
salient
and thought out, even though that seems like a contradiction.
I wanted to use that term.
If you're a liberal.
Salient.
Yeah. Just jutting out.
Before we go any farther, let's give a shout out to Champion Chevrolet in Howell, between Howell and Brighton. Champion GMC, Buick. If you're looking for a new Chevy or a used Chevy, and they have other cars besides Chevy product, GM products on the market, it's a great place to buy a car. Guys are friendly. www.championgmcbuick.com. Or you can call them. Is this the right number? Yeah, 855-587-3509. So Champion Buick GMC out there on Grand River between Howell and Brighton. Just go north off of 96, and they've got a great selection of cars. I drive past her all the time. Let me assure you, they've got a big lot with a ton of stuff. So give them a holler and see if you're in the market for a new car.
Our buddy Matt Clark just texted me, and he said that Mike Rogers was on his show about a year ago. So Mike Rogers has been on a Wham program.
Okay.
And Matt said he was, underwhelmed by having him on as a guest. So I think he may have been doing the whole Republican rah-rah that perhaps Ken is referring to.
Matt's so delicate sometimes, isn't it?
Well, that's my little editorial of it.
Well, let's take a phone call from...
Underwhelmed. That's my wording.
Let's take a phone call from Farmington Hills. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, you guys. How's it going?
Hey, good. John.
Hey, listen, it's funny that you just said that. I was going to mention that Theron had a little piece on Mike Rogers getting that seat, and he's been in that position for so long, and normally somebody isn't in that position for so long. And Theron said there was a couple of questions that somebody should call in and ask him on his radio show, which were political, a couple of things that he really should have, in his position, been able to and went against it, but he didn't. He went the other way, so I really feel he's doing this to secure himself more financially. He's more like a rhino than he is going to be a true conservative.
Yeah, I'm just surprised that he's bowing out. I'm assuming, maybe he's just bored. And I got to imagine there's only so much you can do in Washington, and House Intel is a pretty powerful committee. But, with a guy like Obama in office and a Senate like we have right now, is there really any power in that chair? Probably not.
No. We see everybody's in checkmate when they're under Obama. They've got their marching orders. They know what to do. That's why his fingerprints on her and anything. I mean, just looking at his whole 5 years, he never had any of the opposing people with face-to-face meetings, because that way you don't give them, you don't humanize them, you don't give any face to them, and then you can demonize them from a distance, and that's all in that training manual of Saul Alinsky.
That and Mike Rogers doesn't play basketball.
Yeah, he doesn't play.
How do you know that?
White men can't jump. They made a movie about it.
Well, good points, John. Good points. So appreciate the call, and that's something to think about. I think you're right there. I like the idea that that's probably why Obama doesn't have any FaceTime with those folks, because it's then very hard to demonize them. You know, if you've already shown hugging them or playing basketball with them or whatever, you know. So good call.
Thanks a lot.
You got it. Yeah, it's a free country. Don't run. I'm glad to see that you're giving it up and letting somebody else have a shot at it. It seems awful sudden.
Are you implying, let me ask you something. Are you implying that there's some type of controversy that's going to blow up about Mike Rogers in the next week or so, and that's why he's resigning. Should we start an unfounded rumor right here on The Drift?
You know,
and you know, we have we're just the guys to do it. You know, we have the imagination. Just kidding, Mike. I would never do that to you.
Now, oddly enough, though, two other people said that to me. Now, I don't believe there is. No, absolutely not. He's too smart a man, I think, to ever get his. And they certainly wouldn't have vetted. They would have vetted him before offering him a national talk show. You're not going to give that to someone who's got a scandal waiting to bust. You know what I mean? That's not good marketing. As much as I like controversy and scandal as a sales point, that's not the way to hire a guy for a new national talk show. So no, I don't believe that. For me, I'm thinking, is it a tad selfish that you didn't give anybody a heads up on it? You know, something doesn't seem right that he would do that. I would have thought he had some loyalty to the party to say, let's make sure we replace me with a Republican or a conservative, preferably just a conservative.
Yeah, let's do this in the most optimum way possible so that we have a conservative come in and at the very least not a crazy Democrat.
Right. It just seems a little odd, but we don't have to. If somebody wants to call in on that, feel free to call in, but I'm not going to scandalize something going on. It's funny that you would say that, though. I've got to think that's the way people are going to look at it. You don't just leave in a snap of a finger as I'm not going to run.
Well, he wants to spend more time with his family.
As we all do.
I say that tongue-in-cheek because that's always the generic reason to resign, you know. People, yeah. I need to spend more time with my family. Usually that means you're being fired, but in this case we know that you really can't get fired as a member of the House.
Right. So, you know, hey, that's cool.
Maybe Boehner said, hey, Mike, you got a minute?
Let's take a smoke and a tan.
So, yeah. You know, you got a minute. That means you're on your way out. But that's in the corporate world and in radio.
Well, let's take a call from Ed in Ypsilanti. Maybe Ed's got a good take on this. Go ahead, Ed. What do you got?
Oh, well, you know, you were talking about, you know, we may hear some controversy in the next week or so. I think the whole point is we won't hear some controversy in the next week or so.
Yeah, exactly. Well put, Ed.
Isn't that how these things work?
Yeah, well, guys are on. It's Conspiracy Saturday down here at WHAM Talk 1600.
But see, that's not too crazy of a conspiracy.
This is so odd.
It is odd, Ed, and that's. I just feel like something's not being said. He's got all the right reasons. Hey, if someone's going to give me a national radio gig, I'd probably leave Congress too, because who wants to keep running every 2 years? You know, it's got to be.
Well, you guys are radio guys. You know what's going on with Cumulus and with. Rush, his contract, and Hannity, and all this stuff is all up in flux. And there are stations that want to cut their costs, so they want to get somebody that doesn't cost as much as Rush and Hannity. So, voila, Mike Rogers.
Yeah, I guess. You know, like I said, I guess it comes down to the personality. Other than listening to him on Paul W. Smith. Why does he go by Paul W.?
He wants to distinguish himself.
Excuse me. Paul was a friend of mine in high school.
Yeah. What?
I would say more of an acquaintance. Yeah, we were the same grade. There were 100 of us in the class. He was the student council president. He never went around as Paul W. back then.
Yeah, well,
it was Paul.
Was there another Paul in Detroit at the time on the radio? Maybe. I don't know.
It was like the former coach at Michigan State, John L. Smith. You know, the name is so generically bland, they got to throw that initial in there.
Right.
That's my guess.
Yep, okay. I think so.
Okay, so you didn't have any good scandal. I was waiting for you to break something, Ed, but that's okay.
Oh no, sorry. If I knew what it was, then maybe I'd be in line for something.
Great. All right. Well, appreciate the call. Thanks, Ed.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
All right. So that's funny that people think that, but that's just the nature of politics today. I think anyone. Oh, why is he retiring? Well, see, there you go. You know, people have gotten so used to politicians staying in there forever, like Dingell, that it strikes them as odd when they do the right thing and get in and get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it does seem like, and like Ed said, maybe that's why we won't hear anything, because a deal was cut.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, many layers here.
Yeah, it makes it a little more interesting to see what's going to happen now. Who else we got? We got Judy calling in from Saline. Welcome to the show, Judy.
Hey, thank you. I just tuned in, so I heard you talking about the Mike Rogers confusion. I can't understand why he's leaving. But You know, when I learned that he defended the NSA's wiretapping, for lack of a better word, I was so disappointed, and I am glad that he is stepping down. Sorry to say that, but I can't stomach the idea of our government listening or having access to. I don't care if they're listening. They have the technology to scan people's discussions, even in great magnitudes, because the technology exists, and that is wrong. Our security is worth less than our freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that would have been enough to keep him from getting reelected. You know, I think he was so strong that the couple of people that that have threw their hats in the ring on the Democratic side are like, I can't even tell you their names. Unless they spend some money with me at the newspaper, I wouldn't know who the Democratic candidate is, nor do I care because I wouldn't vote for one. But it does. It opens it's a pretty big gap. And like I said, it seems odd. So,
odd. I think you're probably right. It probably doesn't. I don't know that it would have anything to do with that unless perhaps some group that feels that way, had some influence.
Right, right.
He might just be getting bored, too. Just needs a change of pace.
Could be.
Because he's been there for, 14 years?
Being bored of being the chairman? I don't think so.
Hey, you're there for 14 years in the – is it 14 years? Has he been there for seven terms?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it was.
Hey.
Yeah.
Variety's the spice of life.
Exactly, but he's got tons of variety with what's going on right now. I mean, we've never had the sort of expansion of our government that, unfortunately, he's been helping preside over. So, I don't think it's boredom.
Yeah, probably not. Though it could be the fact that he feels powerless because you can't change anything, Intel chairman or not. You have no say in how Obama and the Senate, put the clamp down on everything that the Congress wants to do, that the House of Representatives wants to do. So you really have no power. Maybe just, if nothing else, it was probably just, I got a new job, I got a new gig, I'm going. And he could, let's be honest with you. If you have a national radio gig, you probably have more sway of changing public opinion than you do sitting as a congressman, even as the House Intel chair.
Oh, I think that's absolutely right.
And maybe that's the way he's looking at it. If that's the way he's thinking, then more power to him. I would appreciate him doing that, absolutely. Well, thanks for the call, Judy. Appreciate it.
Sure.
So, Derek, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll... something you want to say, Ben?
Yeah, we'll do it when we come back.
Yeah.
We're running out of time.
We'll see you on the other side.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Plymouth Canton Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 528 will be holding an Agent Orange Legacy Town Hall on Saturday, April 26th at Northville High School, 45700 6 Mile Road in Northville from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Through education, people will be able to use the resources available to obtain help for themselves, their family, and also how to contact their legislators about these poisons that are affecting everyone's well-being. Reservations are required for this event. Go to vva528.org for more information. That's vva528.org. The Ride for Recovery is a family fun fitness event and a fundraiser for Dawn Farm. The event will include opportunities to participate at any fitness level, including bike rides from 10K to 100K and 5K and 10K walk runs. It'll be Sunday, April 27th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. On-site registration will open at 7 a.m. All events start and end at Dawn Farm, 6633 Stony Creek Road in Ypsilanti. Registration fee is $25 until April 1st and $35 after April 1st. There's a $5 guest fee for individuals who are not participating in the bike ride or run walk, but would like to participate in the lunch. The Ride for Recovery provides an opportunity to support a critical Southeast Michigan community service. For more information, call 734-485-8725 or visit dawnfarm.org.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community. To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown 600% since 2007 because The Current has a unique venue for local content, common sense, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes utilizing The Current newspaper for mere pennies a piece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current, at 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper. You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. And the Drift. On Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to catch Brandon and I drift here on Saturday. That was an awkward one. What the heck was
Brandon
that?
Drift. It's all
Brandon Drift. Brandon Drift.
A lot of fun today.
Brandon Drift. There you go. Man.
Yeah.
We were talking about Mike Rogers. It seemed to take up the whole show, but we wanted to get to foreign policy a little bit.
Kind of in the Mike Rogers area, right?
Kind of. So you had something that you wanted to...
Well, the whole thing with Ukraine is still going on. You still have Russian troops on the border, the annexation of Crimea, and Putin's calling Obama, supposedly, and saying, hey, let's talk about this a little more. Maybe the sanctions or the threat of the sanctions is starting to hurt a little bit. But I have secured audio. John Kerry was in Ukraine. He's speaking to the Ukrainian president in front of a crowd in Kiev. And Derek, why don't you go ahead with that cut?
There's only one thing you need in life and to make
this is the Ukrainian president.
Happy, and that is friends. That's all you need is friends. And then you'll be happy. If you have friends, you'll be happy. Happy person. You also need the food and clothes. you need food and clothes, and you need the friends and the food and clothes. Then you'll be happy person.
Okay.
And a nice car. So if you have your friends and the food and clothes and the nice car, this is all you need. You don't need anything else except a home. You need the home, a nice house. And when your friends come over to visit you, they might want to take a dip. So you need the pool. So let's add this up. You need the friends and the food and clothes and the car and the house with the pool. And a beautiful woman who have a nice body that make you foaming at the mouth. And she will sit by the pool in the bathing suit. It's all. You don't need anything else. You need the friends, the food and the clothes, the car, the house with the pool, the beautiful woman that make the foam come out of the mouth. You know,
vodka.
As long as you have the house with the pool, the car, and the beautiful woman, the friends would only get in the way.
So there you go, John.
Forget I said anything. I don't know what I'm talking about.
So there's the leader of Ukraine speaking with John Kerry. John Kerry goes over there with the best intentions. What do you need? We're here to support you. We're here to give you what you need. We've heard $30 billion as a minimum over the next 2 years so you don't default on your debt. And that's the response John Kerry gets. Friends, clothes, swimming pool, a house. I guess it worked out well for us because that shouldn't cost too much.
And some brown shirts.
And some brown shirts.
All right. Well, and It's not that far off. I mean, honestly, this whole thing has become a joke. I mean, at least from my standpoint. I mean, I'm sure Putin's laughing all the way to the bank at this point.
Well, he's pulling the strings, and this is like almost, I don't know, a game for him that either way, he comes out ahead.
Yeah, how can he lose?
Can't.
You know, how can he lose? Can't. I mean, the foreign policy weakness, and we're going to play a commercial from Vets for Freedom. You got that one ready, Derek? It's the very last track. We skipped everything else, so we'll just go around. You got that one ready? This is pretty poignant. Let's hear this. This is a new commercial.
When you look at our track record, what we've been able to do is to say we ended the war in Iraq.
Under President Obama's leadership, we've ended the war in Iraq.
We ended the war in Iraq.
We ended the war in Iraq, as I promised.
When I read the news that Al-Qaeda had taken over both Fallujah and the rest of the Anbar province, made me extremely angry and frustrated. I'd lost a lot of friends there and fought very hard to make sure that place was safe by the time I left.
For them to just pull everybody out and let them come back and take over again, why?
It wasn't for strategic advantage. It was, I think, out of a lack of will and a lack of leadership.
This is what a weak foreign policy gets you. Al-Qaeda is back in Anbar province. Iraq is a less safe country than it was before we left it. Makes me feel like the sacrifices that I made and my friends made are completely in vain. President Obama needs to know this isn't a game.
Well, I'll tell you what really upsets me is not only what they just said about Al-Qaeda in Iraq and it becoming a terrorist state, and a lot of the terrorists that are in Syria come from Iraq. But I'll never forgive the Democrats for stabbing us in the back as soon as we put troops on the ground in Iraq back in 2003. That's when they just totally did a 180 and started becoming the mouthpiece for the enemy, sabotaging the whole effort. And then you had Joe Biden right away saying, well, we need to partition Iraq and we need to pull out. Just they were defeatists almost from the get-go, but after they voted to authorize force in Iraq.
Right.
And then somehow, if you question them on, wait a minute, you voted for this, and now you are saying all the things that just feeds into the enemy's propaganda war against us, undermines the morale of the troops, you're threatening to cut off funding for the war and for the troops, and when you're questioned on that, your response is, don't you dare question my patriotism? Yeah. I did question their patriotism back then, and I still do. I'll never forgive them for that. Sure. And you had to have been fully aware of what was going on back then to fully understand what I'm talking about right now with the passion I have for that subject.
Yeah. You know, what's amazing is I never want to, you know, yes, I kind of want to pull the troops out because it feels like a lost cause. But on the other hand, put yourself in the boots of our guys who served over there, who did what they did. And do they feel now that it was all in vain?
Oh, I'll bet a lot of them do.
You know, we owe it to these guys. I wish we could hear more from our guys who have left the military or who are still in. You know, if you know somebody, have them email us.
The bottom line is this. Unless we're going to really go into win, and that means you're going to inflict a lot of casualties and collateral damage, the enemy will outweigh. What's the words I'm looking for? They will outlast you. They will hang around until you leave.
Yeah. Well, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com or email us at your convenience and let us know how you feel. See you next week.